This is another damn podcast about digital asset management. I'm Henrik de Gior. Today I'm speaking with Lincoln Howell. Lincoln, how are you?
I'm doing well, thanks.
Lincoln, how are you involved with digital asset management?
So I've helped lead the implementation of our current digital asset management solution and essentially have two ongoing responsibilities with it. You know, the first is driving improvements to both the content and the delivery of those assets, but second of all, I'm one of our global administrators, so I provide some of that administrative oversight to rights management and any ongoing proposed structural improvements.
Lincoln, I understand your organization focuses on end-to-end signal transmission solutions. What does that mean to customers?
We live in a world that is filled with signals. You have audio signals, video signals, data signals every time we get onto the internet. And these signals all require an infrastructure of copper, fiber, and other networking solutions to help get them from that point of origin to each of us as a consumer. Now, I work with Belden Incorporated, and Belden provides that infrastructure that enables those signals to go from that starting point to the ending point. A few examples. For example, each time you watch a sports event on TV, that originates down on a field somewhere with somebody working a camera. In between that camera and your television is a whole network of fiber solutions, copper solutions, networking switches and routers, and all of that processes that signal, the audio and visual signal, from the field to your living room. That's the infrastructure that's enabled by these Belden solutions. Additionally, data centers, every time that you're working with internet solutions or cloud-based applications, data centers run solutions also that can be provided by Belden on the copper, fiber, and other solutions within the data center. Manufacturing also has a significant play within the signal transmission. Automotive manufacturers, for example, will use robotics, machinery, and all sorts of equipment that requires an interconnectedness that relies on copper, fiber solutions to keep them running, communicating with each other, and achieving the outputs of that factory. So in the end, the Belden copper, fiber, and networking solutions make it possible for all of these signals to get from where they start to where they need to be and keep the world running.
And how does an organization focused on end-to-end signal transmission solutions use digital asset management?
So building an end-to-end solution within signal transmission has taken years of growth through a combination of both research and development as well as some strategic acquisitions. And this ongoing journey has resulted in a very complex organization. That complexity is showing up in sales reps with varying responsibilities and skill sets, engineering and product management teams that are scattered across the globe, and marketing staff, too, that are tasked with consolidating all of the individual components of a signal transmission solution to a single coherent message for the customer. So in the end, without digital asset management, we find ourselves constantly reinventing the wheel or missing opportunities to win customers by leveraging materials that we've already invested in. You know, our first phase with digital asset management has been to make significant improvements in our customer engagement. We've been consolidating our assets that can be used in interaction with a customer, and we've been striving to make them easily accessible across the globe, opening up channels for sharing these assets across all of the geographies and across all of these functional teams. Our second phase with the digital asset management is going to be turned toward more of an internal implementation where we use it to facilitate the distribution of corporate standards, other policies, and other HR communications.
What advice would you like to share with DAM professionals and people aspiring to become DAM professionals?
Well, I think it's all about the taxonomy. You know, what we've found here is that you can consolidate digital assets on any server. That's really not the hard part. It's the retrieval and the consumption of those assets that's the real goal. You need those to be consumed by the right people at the right time. And what we've learned is that setting up and sustaining being the key of a successful taxonomy, makes all the difference in the world. And that taxonomy is comprised of intuitive categories and tagging and the metadata that really makes your asset library searchable by its users. Without that taxonomy, it becomes more of a frustration than a solution. In order to set that up, we found that it's not just having that technical competence to be able to understand the system, but it really requires a keen organizational eye and a lot of people skills, because as you have various people participating in and contributing to your digital asset library, you've got to have a lot of one-on-one interactions with them to ensure that standard work is followed and to ensure that that organizational structure, that taxonomy, stays intact. Because once again, without that taxonomy, you know, all you've got is a pile of assets on a server somewhere. And what you really need is a clean library that people can easily find what they're looking for at their fingertips.
Well, thanks, Lincoln.
You bet.
For more on this and other digital asset management topics, log on to anotherdamblog.com. Another Damn Podcast is available on Audioboo, iTunes, and the Tech Podcast Network. If you have any comments or questions, please feel free to email me at anotherdamblog@gmail.com. Thanks again.